Unit 96, An Unusual Reference Book. Where do you find out about the world's longest walk, the world's tallest man, the world's oldest woman? You know the answer, of course. It's the Guinness Book of World Records. How would people find such unusual facts without this book? The Guinness Book did not exist until 1951. Here is what happened. The managing director of Guinness Brewery was a curious man. He wanted answers to some questions about records. For example, he wanted to know what was the fastest flying game bird in Europe. But he was frustrated. There is no book to answer the questions like this. The director, Sir Hugh Beaver, contacted the McWhirter twins. They were brothers who owned a research agency. He asked them to put together a new reference book. It would include all kinds of unusual records. The brothers quickly accepted. The first edition of their book was published in 1955. Soon, the Guinness Book of World Records was a bestseller. It has sold more copies than any book except the Bible. A new edition is published every year. Where do all the book's records come from? They are a combination of things like natural wonders, sports records, and stunts. How many people would push an egg with their nose if they weren't trying to get into the book? But the editors try to keep things honest. All records must be verified by an investigator. Only then are they printed. The Guinness Book is big business. It is published in dozens of languages. There are TV shows and museums. It is proof of how intrigued people are with strange pieces of information.